Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I'm going to be talking and praying this week about our need and, well, God's desire that we go and make disciples. And yesterday had a great worship gathering here at Deer Run as we ordained Alex Honeycutt into ministry and talked a little bit about, well, going and doing likewise. And looked at Luke 10 and Jesus sending out the 70 to proclaim the kingdom of God is near. And the story of the Good Samaritan and the context of a man wanting to justify himself and somehow limit who his neighbor might be. And Jesus turning that on what it looks like to be a neighbor and showing mercy and the need for us to go and do likewise. And so as we look at that great commission out of Matthew 28, where Jesus sends all who would follow him to go and make disciples, baptizing them, teaching them to obey everything that he commanded. And so we're going to break that passage down a little bit throughout the week and look at different elements of it. And today we're going to talk about the authority of Jesus. And Matthew 28, verse 18, says, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now that's a pretty broad statement, a pretty complete statement. And one of the difficulties we have in life is, well, we struggle with authority. Partly because we don't want to listen to others, and partly because we want the authority for ourselves. We like what we like, we want what we want, and we desire to do whatever pleases us. And that seems to be the historical battle between individuals and any level of authority that tries to direct us in a way that isn't our idea. And when it comes to our relationship with Jesus and we begin to learn to walk with him in a greater way, it really does hinge on this initial understanding that all authority indeed has been given to Jesus. Authority in heaven, authority on earth. And because of that, we don't have the right to change his instructions. We don't have the right to modify what he has called us to do. We live in a world that's led by various levels of authority in political realms and government entities. And there's an expectation that we follow that authority, living in a democratic republic where we elect representatives and we have input into the laws, at least at some degree and some level. We live with an understanding that those laws are meant to be applied equally to all. It doesn't mean they are. It doesn't mean that we have a perfect system. It doesn't mean that we use it well all of the time. But the intent is one that does not give us the ability to change them to suit our particular needs. We can't simply drive around town and put up new speed limit signs because we would like to go faster, or put up new speed limit signs because we want traffic to slow down in front of our house. We don't have that authority as much as we may want it, as much as we may think we ought to. We don't. And sometimes people treat God's word in that same manner where they add to it or they subtract from it. They want to do things a little differently, or they want to restrict people more. And so you have those that become legalists, and they, like the Pharisees in the day of Jesus, they will take the law of God and they will add to it their criteria and the way that they think it ought to be applied. You have those that might be considered liberal in the sense that, ultra-liberal in the sense that they will take away from God's word. And they begin to erase the things that limit them more than they want to be limited. And it isn't long before either group becomes a mess. And God's desire is that we would begin that relationship, we would continue that relationship, we would grow in that relationship that acknowledges that He alone has all authority. And that that has been given to Jesus so that His words ought to carry the ultimate decision-making tiebreaker, whatever we want to call it, into how we live. And because He begins this great commission with that statement, it ought to add weight in our mind of the importance of us doing it. Got my tongue tied together. And so when He goes on to say that as you go about life, make disciples and immerse them into Christ and teach them to obey everything, He's already laid the groundwork that this isn't an optional thing. That He has the authority to instruct us to do that, to expect us to do that, to command us to do that. And when we begin to look at God's word and to read the commands and instructions and teachings of Jesus with an understanding of the authority that He has, it ought to change our reaction. I think many times we hear God's word, we listen to it, well, that's nice. But we don't take it personally and we don't take it seriously because we're not convinced that God's authority is existent in that moment, in that incident, in our life. And so we live and we grow and we look to Jesus and we begin to pattern our life in ways that are obedient to His instructions and His commands. We begin to change our mind and our attitudes about ourselves, about God, about others, so that it all lines up with the authority of Jesus. You see, when we begin each day with a recognition that all authority indeed has been given to Jesus, it changes, it ought to change at least, how I live out the command of Jesus to love my neighbor, to love my enemy, to do good to those who persecute me, to be different, to be light of the world, to be salt, to add flavor, to add preservative, to add illumination, to be that representative of Jesus that the world needs to see, but not simply the world, that my neighbor needs to see, that my coworker needs to see, that my fellow student needs to see. And I do that not always because I want to or like to or think it's easy, but because of the authority of Jesus that says I should do that. Now, as we grow in our practice of submitting to the authority of Jesus, some of those other things ought to begin to be more common or want to. Our desire to do what He says, not because we fear the punishment, but because we love Him. Jesus says that if we love him, we'll obey him. We'll do what he says. And as we live life, we begin to grow in obedience. As we grow in our recognition of the authority of Jesus in all things. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us everything that we need to be those obedient children that you've called us to be. Your love has given us the relationship, the information, the awareness of who's in charge, and that's you. That's Jesus. So God, today, as we consider this great commission, this command that we would share Jesus everywhere that we go, that we would immerse people into Christ, we would teach them to obey everything that he commanded, that we would do so not because we like the idea, but because you told us to. And not just when we think it's easy, but at all times. And God, today, as we look at our life, as we think about what today will bring, may we continually filter our decisions and all of the aspects of our day through the authority of Jesus. And in those moments and times where we question whether we ought to do this or that, may we honestly consider what your word says and the direction that it might give in the midst of those decisions. And may we choose the decisions that are truthful and that are loving, that are full of mercy. And God, as we live today and we interact with our neighbors or our family members or our co-workers or fellow students or whoever it might be, whether we're doing so face-to-face or whether we're doing so through an online presence and social media or whatever it might be, through phone calls, may we do so with an awareness of the authority of Jesus to be in charge, to direct how we serve, to direct how we love, to direct how we help others. So God, today, as we go about our tasks, may we do so not simply because we want to, but because we're being obedient to Jesus. And may that obedience help us to lift him up in every situation that we encounter, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.